listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon here on June 20. Hang on, I'll get it just a second. June 25th? I think I'm close. June 25th, 2019. This is your host, James Kelso, in this live show. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If it sounds like I'm driving, well, heck, I am. And what I'll do here, again, this is why you send in your contributions to the engineers at RBN there in Round Rock, Texas. Because without those engineers, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do a radio show from the front seat of my car while I'm driving. I'm on a side street. It's safe. And I'll be at my studio here in just a moment. But it's these engineers and the bricks and mortar studio that John Stadtmuller has set up in Round Rock, Texas, to make Patriot Radio of this nature possible. Anyway, so I will transfer into the studio here in just a moment. I'm just a block away now, and here we are on a heck of a night. This is the night before the. The debacle that the Democrats are going to experience tomorrow night when they, when 10 of them, maul each other. I think they're in Miami, aren't they? but the real fun of it is going to be Donald Trump tweeting away. Oh, I hope he just has a tweet storm. I hope it's a fairly quiet day for him so he's, free to, engage his full tweet power. And just tweet them till it hurts, and you know the public. I think the interest will be more in what Donald Trump says in his tweet than in what the candidates say on the air in the debate. I think that's where it's going to go. So. And certainly that will be true for all of us. We'll be much more interested in what our president says. All right, I'm going to let my daughter unload my car. And I'll head into the studio right now. My apologies. But that's what live radio is all about. And where am I? Well, I'm up here in North Dakota. And here we go. Now, at some point, the engineer is going to transfer me from my phone here to my Skype connection, so you'll hear that little bit of extemporaneousness in just a second. And the, of course, the fun we'll experience tomorrow night is amplified the following night, Thursday, when another round of 10 demon rats claw each other's eyes out. And that'll be the main event on Thursday with Biden and Sanders in the same debate. That's going to be just something else. All right, here we are. I'm in the studio. I got my headset on, and I'll call the engineer here on the studio line. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443 to get your 2 bits worth in. And then we'll also comment on anything that's happened in the last 24 hours in the land of Trump. Here we go. And I'm going to just show up here for the engineer in my Skype. All right, there he is. So this is what you're... So there's the engineer. He just connected me. Now he's going to disconnect the phone. All right, so I assume I'm live now on Skype. All right, so isn't that beautiful, folks? That only happens with engineers. There's no way... we radio hosts could do any of this by ourselves. It ain't possible, let me tell you. So it's a beautiful thing what John Stadtmiller's done in creating a network with a bricks and mortar studio and bricks and mortar engineers in the flesh. So, and you know, I don't, you know, I'll tell you what, I give credit to the engineers, but maybe I should mention them by name, maybe a first name or something like this. I'll ask an engineer during one of the breaks or something, because I'll tell you what, these guys deserve a lot of credit, and it might be fun for them to get a mention of maybe just a first name mention or whatever they want. But in many ways, they are the real stars of these radio shows, rather than, as I say, the dime a dozen hosts like me. Alrighty, here's the caller board. I can see you now, thanks to the engineer. He's showing me the board that shows that none of you are yet called into the station, so lines are open. And let's go over here too. Let's see what our president is doing on his Twitter account. Oh boy, this is too much fun. Okay, here he is, and he tweeted 3 hours ago. He's tweeting on, he gave a Medal of Honor today to Army Staff Sergeant David Bolavia, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, and he puts in parentheses, hero. That's what his name is. He's a hero for his courageous actions as a squad leader in Fallujah. And the with the fighting first, November of 2004. And he says, speaking of another ex-military, Senator Martha McSally of Arizona has done an outstanding job in D.C. and is fully supportive of our agenda. She is with us all the way. Martha is strong on crime and borders, the Second Amendment, and loves our military and vets. She has my complete and total endorsement. Okay, now let's go to the Iranian story for just a moment. Here he is, the president. this is great. I mean, he says, the stock market... Before we get to Iran, let's go to the stock market. The stock market is heading for one of the best months, June, in the history of our country. And then he says, ever so modestly, thank you, Mr. President. hint, hint,
to the fake news media, which will never thank the man who did all this for us. Now let's go to Iran. Here's what he has to say today. He says, Iran, the Iran leadership doesn't understand the words nice or compassion. They never have. Sadly, they do understand his strength and power. And the USA is by far the most powerful military force in the world, with $1.5 trillion invested over the last 2 years alone. And again, you could say, thanks, Mr. President. The wonderful Iranian people, now here's Donald Trump in The Art of the Deal, master communicator, complimenting the Iranian people, disarming anybody who thinks, oh, Trump's a hater, he's a warmonger. No, he says the beautiful Iranian people, the wonderful Iranian people are suffering, and for no reason at all. Their leadership spends all of its money on terror and little on anything else. That's a very excellent point just made by the president. He really has driven a wedge there between the Iranian dictators and the Iranian people. Hey, they're spending all your money. They're not spending it on you, Mr. and Mrs. Iranian. They're spending it on their terror campaigns. The U.S. has not forgotten Iran's use of IEDs, I guess that's improvised explosive devices, and EFPs. What's an EFP? One of the callers can help me with that. Which are bombs, which killed 2,000 Americans and wounded many more. Iran is very ignorant. No, Iran's very ignorant and insulting statement put out today only shows that they, and by they he means their leadership, do not understand reality. Any attack, now let's slow down and let each word sink in. And whoever you are, if you're one of the dictators in Iran, you need to read this very slowly and carefully. Any attack by Iran on anything American, so that's nice. The president specifying there, hey, I gave you a pass on just shooting down a drone with nobody aboard. But that pass is now expired. Any attack by Iran on anything American, that would include an unmanned drone, will be met with great and overwhelming force. In some areas, okay, this. what a communicator. He says, in some areas, overwhelming will mean obliteration. In other words, you won't hear anything, you won't see anything, you won't know anything. You won't feel anything. You will simply go from sitting there at one moment to you're gone. No more John Kerry and Obama. And that's a nice shot at John Kerry, who's been over there. And, this is treasonous, what John Kerry's been doing. He's been negotiating with the Iranian dictators, telling them, get the cheek of this Kerry guy, the chutzpah. He's telling them to wait out Trump. Just hang in there, boys, and we'll be done with Trump soon enough, and we can go back to business as usual with you. Just wait him out. That's what Kerry's been doing. No more John Kerry and Obama. So there you go. Let's go to the lead stories on Breitbart. I say the president's gearing up for tomorrow night. Melania's going to make the popcorn. Here, I like this one. The demon rats are setting themselves up for a big catastrophe here. The 2020 Democrats are unified on amnesty for illegals ahead of debate. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, who we'll all hear tomorrow night, advocates decriminalizing border crossing. So, let's go to that story. Ocasio-Cortez shares tips on avoiding ICE arrest. And she's an authority on this, of course, because she herself is one of these, she herself is an invader. Where did she invade from? I've lost track on occasional cortex, as Michael Savage calls her. Where did she invade from? But here, let's go to the Unified on Amnesty story. That's going to go over like a lead balloon with the American, the real American people. Ahead of the first debate for the 2020 Democrat presidential primary contenders, the leading Democrats among the pack of 24 candidates all share the same views on immigration as they demand amnesty for all illegal aliens and more legal immigration to the U.S. to satisfy the needs of big business. From slogans like diversity is our strength to claims that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, the top three Democrat candidates largely agree on wanting to expand rights to all illegal aliens, driving more legal immigration to the country beyond the current annual total of about 1.2 million, and denouncing President Trump's high wage, low immigration economic model. Breitbart breaks down the immigration stances among Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pocahontas before they hit the debate stage this week. Here, Joe Biden, in a Miami Herald op-ed, here's what he said. He says that 3.5 million illegal aliens who are enrolled in President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, are Americans. Oh, okay, Joe. Dreamers are Americans. Congress needs to make it official, Biden writes. And he says, he goes further, he says, it is the obligation of you, yes, you, I'm looking at you right there, you, a real American, it's your obligation to provide all illegal aliens with free health care. Yeah, it's an obligation. So Joe Biden's getting on his moral high horse. He's better than you are. That's another trait of liberals. They're all convinced that they're better than you. Yeah, you're scum. He says, Biden opposes building a wall. And he says, well, who cares what he says? And this is great. I love it. I love the honesty of the insanity of the demon rat candidates. They're not hiding what they're advocating as much as they usually do. Biden or Sanders says the so-called dreamers need immediately to be given legal status. 11 million more need to come out of the shadow with a path to citizenship. And of course, if any of these things happen, what that means is that you forget about the numbers. 1 million, 3 million, 11 million. Once you get into numbers like that, basically the gate has been thrown open. At that point, it's unlimited. And how about Pocahontas? We should not be criminalizing, she says, mamas and babies. Oh, that's so sweet. You know, mamas. Oh, that's such a, you know, they're not illegal alien women committing a crime as they invade our country. No, they're mamas and babies. Mamas and babies trying to flee violence at home or trying to build a better future. Oh, she's also better than you are. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The
good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change.
We're back, folks.
And be.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And here's another, here's a piece of good news. I like, you know, I like the bloodletting among the demon rats. And that is proceeding apace. Latest poll out of New Hampshire, which is, you know, one of the first presidential primaries, shows Joe Biden has lost his lead there to Bernie Sanders. Sanders, of course, has a natural advantage in being the independent so-called senator from Vermont next door. But anyway, that's good news. We want to see as much punching as possible among the demon rats. We don't want to see one of them jump to a lead like Biden and then run away from the pack so that there's a relative calm among the demon rats. We want this to be tight. We want it to be scrapping. We want to be kicking and gouging and biting. pulling hair. So we want it to be as close as possible at the top. So what's the situation there in New Hampshire? Now the lead has gone to Bernie Sanders at 28% over Biden at 24. So that's a clear lead. Then Pocahontas comes in third at 21%. Then next is Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's at 14%. Then Beto O'Rourke, Francis is his name, 4%. So he's way down there. Kamala Harris, boy, she's not doing very well at 3%. And then the only other one scoring are Andrew Yang. The heck is he? Amy Klobuchar. I only know who she is because she's a senator next door here in Minnesota. And former Representative John Delaney of Maryland. Oh, also Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Who the hell is she? Washington Governor Jay Inslee, even less well known. And former Senator Mike he's so forgettable. How does Gravel or Gravel? I think it's Mike Gravel. I mean, he must be 100 years old. Democrat of Alaska. They all come in at one measly percentage point. So that's a total number of what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 people scoring some kind of a percentage in that primary. In that poll, rather. Now, here's a very interesting story. We've covered this researcher who's very impressive, Dr. Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. And he said on Monday, he says, he's talking about Project Veritas's undercover investigation that documents Google executives committing to avoiding another Trump situation. In other words, the insurance policy again. Make sure we don't get a Trump. If we do get one, get rid of him. And here's what Professor Dr. Robert Epstein says. What we have here, and what is Epstein's big contribution to the cause? He is one of the top researchers in the way in which social media are slanted to the left and can manipulate us as a population. Epstein has documented that the social media left-wing power is so great. In one of his estimates, he said they could change the national vote outcome by 12 million votes. What we have here, he writes or says in his radio interview, is yet another confirmation of what I and some other people have been trying to warn the world about for years. Google has been amazing in just keeping to itself and never allowing anything to leak. So see, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. O'Keefe is one of these heroes all by himself. He set somebody up with a camera and sent him in, and he started doing this. Now he's got a little bit more funding, but he sends people in with cameras and microphones to nail these left wingers in the act. They're never allowing anything to leak, says Epstein, but this is probably the fourth or fifth major leak within the past year of materials, again confirming what we could call my worst fears about the company. This is very interesting. We'll come right back to it. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, here we are, folks. Handout of anything there. Given I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, here we are, and this is exciting. This Robert Epstein story is exciting. I was rereading it during the break, and I want to share it with you. This is a big story. Robert Epstein is probably the world's leading researcher as an academic on the bias of the social networks. And listen to what he says. Listen closely. And please note that Epstein, well, here, I'll let him speak for himself. He says, this has been happening for years, Epstein said of Google's manipulation of its services to advance left-wing and partisan Democrat politics. This is happening now. This is happening every single day, and it's not just happening in the U.S., which is why I'm speaking up. And then he adds, this gives real, I think, extra punch to what he's saying. Politically, I'm closer to Google than I am to Breitbart. So Epstein is a liberal. But he has it appears he has a conscience, he has integrity. He's like Alan Dershowitz, who is not a Trump man, but he was very honest about Trump. Epstein continued, I'm speaking up because this is happening now. This is not something they're planning to do next year. This is something they are doing right now. They're training the algorithms. And you know what an algorithm is, folks. It's a computer process that directs the performance of the computer. It's the set of instructions. If you put X into the computer, the algorithm is trained to spit out result Y. They're training the algorithms to do this better and more effectively, more comprehensively. This is happening right this minute. This is happening today. Google algorithms are having a dramatic impact on the thinking, behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, purchases, and voting preferences of 2.5 billion people right now. That's the power they have. That's the power they're exercising. Then Breitbart writes, Google's status is beyond that of a monopoly, explained Epstein. So let's listen closely to what Epstein's saying. It's beyond a monopoly, ladies and gentlemen. Quote, this is what a totalitarian regime does, said Epstein of Google's leveraging of its power in pursuit of political ends. Quote, this is not a monopoly. A monopoly fixes prices. That's not what this is. This is way beyond that. So let that sink in. This is a serious researcher. Way beyond that. This is a repressive government. Wow. This is a repressive government. This is a totalitarian, authoritarian government that at this point rules much of the world. Let that sink in. Let that roll around in your brain. Epstein says, I had calculated back in 2015 that Google's search algorithm, even by that time, now 2015, folks, 4 years is forever in the computer world, was determining the outcomes of upwards of 25% of the national elections in the world. This is because a lot of elections are very close, so it's very easy to flip them. So now let that sink in. As of 2015, he said Google's search algorithms were flipping or determining the outcomes of 25% of national elections. And it's gotten much, much worse. So Robert Epstein's been saying this and he hasn't been listened to enough. Breitbart is finally publicizing him. Not finally for Breitbart. I mean, he's finally getting the publicity he deserves thanks to Breitbart. Epstein goes on, 92% of the searches in the world are conducted on Google's search engine. And people trust the results they're getting because they believe they're getting them from an algorithm. And they believe algorithms are objective and impartial. That shifts opinion very rapidly and dramatically of people who are undecided. He continues, Google is not a monopoly. Google is a totalitarian entity, a government-like entity, the likes of which the world has never seen. And no, I am not exaggerating. If anything, I am underplaying just how creepy this situation is. So I'm, you know, I'm exhorting you to let all that sink in. I'll just say it to myself. I'm letting it sink in for me. I'm reading this for the first time myself. This man is really onto something. Epstein assessed the worldview of Google's executives as politically messianic in its paving of the metaphorical road to hell with good intentions. Well, the logic behind these creepy terms, such as algorithmic unfairness, is utopian. In other words, these are people who see themselves as do-gooders. For the most part, I see them as do-gooders. Also, because politically, I'm not a conservative. But the point is, they see themselves as do-gooders. They see themselves as utopian, as people with a mission to create a better world. So they use language, the way they use the terms fairness and unfairness is so creepy, which on its surface looks really good, right? Let's have fairness in what we show people. Let's have fairness in our algorithms. Except when you look more carefully, what they're really saying is, let's promote one particular set of values. Let's promote one particular political party. Let's suppress material that contradicts the values that we hold and the politics we believe in. You hear the echo there of Peter Strzok and lovebird Lisa Page. They're hiding all that, which is a very simple, straightforward political agenda, added Epstein. They're hiding that behind this very highfalutin utopian language. We're here to make the world better. Now, here's the exciting news, folks. This is, I guess, the best thing I'm bringing you in today's show. This is really important news. Epstein teased a forthcoming proposal of his, which he said will solve the Google problem. He says, I've figured out how to solve the Google problem, and I will be publishing on that within the next 2 weeks or so. So remind me to follow this story, folks. Noting his invitation to testify before Congress on political matters related to technology companies in July, he says, there is a way that's quite viable to really end Google's worldwide monopoly on search. It actually can be done. And because it can be done, I think it's actually going to happen. I think Google's going to go the way of the dinosaurs. Wow, now that is good news. I really think there's a way to end their worldwide monopoly on search, and that's what you really have to do so that Google is no longer a threat to democracy and a threat to humankind. You have to end their monopoly on search. I finally came up with a way to do that. I will be publishing fairly soon. The article is now being edited. It will be very, very mainstream. And then he says, as always, I will give my friends at Breitbart a heads up so that you can cover this. And then he even talks about fear for his own safety. And anytime you're the only guy, anytime you know something that no one else knows, and you're a threat to the establishment, you're in danger. He said, I did have someone who's in law enforcement approach me after I had presented this idea to a small group of people. And he told me he thinks I'm going to get killed sometime in the next week or two in an apparent accident. Wow. I'm thinking, wow, these law enforcement people have a great sense of humor, I guess. But he didn't seem to be joking. So let that one sink in, folks. And, you know, as people like Alex Jones always advise anybody who knows something that's really, really valuable and dangerous to the enemy, get it out, speak it, write it, publicize it, make a movie out of it. Don't keep it in your head, because then somebody has a reason to put a bullet in your head. Get it out of your head. So let's pay very close attention to Dr. Robert Epstein in the next 2 weeks. That's the main story tonight for me. That's my takeaway from tonight's show. Let's go back to the president. I hope he's caught the president's attention, Robert Epstein. And very interesting that, you know, that this is, the man is a liberal. And who else is covering the story like Epstein? Somebody direct me to somebody else who's covering the power of the social media in a scientific way. That's one of the distinctions of Epstein's work. He is documenting scientifically the inordinate power of social media. Okay, oh my gosh, let me end you in our humor department. Oh, this is a hell of a story. Let me, oh boy, okay. Here's a survey. Somebody took another survey. This one's on college education. And the writer, who's the writer here? Alana Mastrangelo. And it says, 2 out of 3 American employees regret their college degrees. According to a recently released survey, 2/3 of employees admitted to having regrets about their higher education, specifically when it came to the high cost of college as well as the area of study. Student loans represented the largest source of regret across all demographic categories. The vast majority of those with a bachelor degree regret some aspect of their education. According to a PayScale, it's the name of the company's survey, released on Tuesday. The two most common regrets pertain to the high cost of higher education and the individual's choice of a major. By far the most common regret was student loans. No matter how we cut the data, student loans was the number one regret reported. After this, the most common regret was area of study. Those who majored in technical or high earning fields had the lowest rates of saying they regretted their field of study. Now get this, they had 248,000 respondents. That's one hell of a survey. All of these had at least a bachelor's degree. They took the survey from April to May of this year. Very current, very big. And here are the, what did you regret the most about your college experience? Number one, student loans. Number two, my area of study, major, minor, and concentration. Number three, my school or institution choice. Number four, too many degrees or over-education for my career. Number five, took too long. Number six, well, there you go. Those are the big ones. 66% have regrets about their education. Only 34% report having no regrets. The burden of student loans is a plight shared by every group in this research. Now, by the way, let me add this. I want to connect this to the Google story, folks, and social control and manipulation. Robert Epstein's pointing out how by search manipulation, you can control people's thinking. You can control their minds. I'll tell you another way to control their minds. Student debt. Put somebody deeply into debt and you've got them by the balls. Think about it. And that's exactly what the student debt deal does. People are not independent. They're not free agents. They're deeply in debt. You don't want to be in debt. So if you're a dictator who wants to control people, get them in debt. Get them deeply in debt. Then you've got them on the run. Older Americans were the most likely to report they have no regrets about their education. Well, hey, I know why. I'm an older American. Back when America was great again, college was cheap. That's right, it was cheap. not expensive. The results of this survey are not at all shocking, given that the national student loan debt is approaching $1.6 trillion. Humanities majors had the biggest regrets about their choice of a major. So there you go. Interesting story. And of course, the solution, what's the solution to college debt? The number one solution is cut the damn salaries of the faculty. These people are pirates. They're all left wingers. They got a good scam going. We'll be right back with Richard in Texas right after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Well, we're back, folks. And we're in our final segment here. So if you want to call in, now's your chance. You could probably squeeze a call in. No new tweets. Let me take another update here on the president's Twitter account. And no, nothing new there. The interesting stories here. A new press spokesman for Donald Trump. Her name is Stephanie Grisham, and she is already the spokesperson for Melania Trump. So she's now doubling up, and the announcement came today, actually. It was Melania who announced that Stephanie Grisham will be the new press secretary. Very exciting. It turns out she seems to be very good. Another interesting story. The latest false accuser against Donald Trump is now biting the dust. What's her name? Let me find it. Her name is not worth remembering. She looks pathetic. She looks like she's a nervous wreck. The slow motion train wreck that has come to define Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll's publicity blitz has been painful to watch. One more example of our corrupt media. This is John Nolte writing, and he's one of the very best writers on Breitbart. As it means to smear Trump, psychologically abusing someone who is obviously unwell and unreliable. So remember, this is what we had with the Kavanaugh hearing, with this crazy woman from, what was her name? It'll come to me in a moment. But obviously unwell and unreliable. Things finally came to a head on Monday night when E. Jean Carroll slurred something so outrageous, even CNN's basement-rated Anderson Cooper was speechless. Ah, I missed it. Here's what she said to Anderson Cooper. I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Think of the fantasies, she said. Whoa. Rather than follow up on that insanity, a visibly and audibly rattled Cooper, his voice shaking and stumbling, responded with, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, that was choice. Let me see if I have the audio of that. My gosh. I love to see these people taken down like that. Here it is. Here's Anderson Cooper listening to this crazy woman. She's being featured on his show, and he realizes his pants are down around his ankles as this occurs. I think I've got to unmute something here. No, there it is. Hang on. Let me refresh it. We'll get this. We'll kind of end the show with this.
Forms of assault or harassment.
Here it comes.
There was a fight.
And this is not a question I would normally ask, and if you don't want to answer, I totally understand. But given the prior accusations, which have all been of forms of assault or harassment, you're saying there was actual penetration?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, maybe we'll have to get to that tomorrow night. Another fake news accuser honored by the media. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Don't miss it. It's going to be a real hoot. The Demon Rat Debate. See you tomorrow night.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.